Let's go from Cape Town to Sydney, where final preparations are being made in Australia ahead of next week's Women's World Cup in soccer. Now, today they were supposed to include a challenge game against Colombia behind closed doors, but it's been abandoned 20 minutes in. Let's go to our soccer correspondent, Tony O'Donoghue. Tony, what happened?
In Brisbane, actually, Gareth, with the Republic of Ireland squad, what happened? Well, it was a game behind closed doors, as you say, against the Colombia side that did seem to be, when they arrived, all riled up for this game. You know, they danced their way into the stadium. But the game was abandoned after 20 minutes because of the over-physical nature of the challenges, we're told. Now, the media, we were down at the game. We had been led to believe we might be allowed to watch it, but not film it. But in the end, we weren't. It was behind closed doors, and that seemed to suit the Colombians more than the Irish. What Vera Powell wanted to do was to give two 11s a game, one half play, one 11, probably her top 11 that she was going to start against Australia next week. The second half, give other players an opportunity. But the game was abandoned after 20 minutes. And the really sad news from an Irish point of view, Denise O'Sullivan, our midfield dynamo, one of our top players, a shining light for Ireland in qualifying and for such a long time in her glorious career, she has been taken to St. Andrew's Hospital this evening with a shin injury that could affect her World Cup hopes. It could mean she's in a race against time, so to speak, in order to make the game against Australia, the opening game of the World Cup against the host in Sydney next Thursday.
Oh no. So it's your understanding that after a bad challenge on her, the players walked off?
Yes, as I say, we weren't allowed to watch the game. That's, as I understand, from Meakin Park, which is about 25 minutes outside of Brisbane, where the squad are based. And Vera Powell, I think, was quick to decide that this wasn't on. It was going to be too dangerous, so close to the real action itself. But Denise O'Sullivan, she's in her prime. She plays for North Carolina Courage. She's 29 years of age. She's got 102 caps to her name and 18 goals. During this qualification campaign, she, as much as anyone, we talk a lot about Captain Katie McCabe and how big an influence she is, but Denise O'Sullivan set the tone, a midfield dynamo. She scored away to Finland with that memorable victory in Helsinki that set Ireland on their way. She scored against Georgia, a hat-trick in one game, and also in the away game. She scored against Slovakia, and she's been playing for a top team in America. She's played over here in Australia as well, by the way, for Canberra and for Sydney Swans, and she was really looking forward to it. I asked her, was she looking forward to the World Cup? She didn't seem nervous at all. And she said, "It's not frightening me in the slightest. I've worked all my life for this moment. I'm taking it all in now as I'm here. I'm not going to take anything for granted. I'm going to go out every day, give 100% and be fully focused for the game come next Thursday." Well, we can only hope now come next Thursday that Denise O'Sullivan is a part of the Ireland team for that game.
Yeah, I mean, she and Katie McCabe are really the two star players in the Irish team. And Katie McCabe suffered that injury in the last game at home against France, although it didn't seem to be as serious as first concern. They've been getting over the jet lag for most of the time that they've been there, Tony, and this was their first opportunity to play a match. Will there be another opportunity ahead of Thursday?
No, this was going to be the final behind closed doors game, or warm-up game, if you like. I mean, actually, Australia beat France, the team who beat Ireland 3-0 in Tala in our send-off game. They beat them 1-0 tonight. That was down in Melbourne. And so after these games, you know, let the games begin. The real deal was about to start. So the tension was building, the excitement was building. But now the fear has to be among Irish fans that Denise O'Sullivan, one of our most influential players, could have a big, serious question mark over her participation next Thursday in the Olympic Stadium down in Sydney in front of a sold-out crowd, the biggest crowd ever for a women's football international. So we can just keep the fingers crossed and hope that the news from St. Andrew's Hospital is good tonight.
Let's hope she's okay. Tony O'Donoghue in Brisbane. Live coverage of that game on RT Radio and Television next Thursday, kick-off at 11 o'clock in the morning.